The Springfield City Council voted unanimously Monday to approve 2013 property tax rates recommended by Mayor Dominic Sarno. City officials say 86% of single-family homeowners and a majority of business property owners should have lower tax bills than this year. The residential tax rate was set at $19.71 and will translate to a $146 reduction in the tax bill for the average single-family home. The commercial tax rate will be $38.98, almost a dollar lower than it is now. Typically, the city council spends hours wrangling over tax rates, but not this year, when Council President James Ferreira said they readily agreed to the mayor's recommendations.
It was a no-brainer. I mean, the rates went down significantly. We were able to save the average single-family home $146 a year. You know, that's a pretty good number to have this particular year, and it's a tough economic climate out there. So any savings that can be realized is very helpful.
Tax bills are going down because Springfield has hit its levy ceiling under the state's property tax cap law, and property values have plummeted. The city's tax levy, the total it can collect, is $2 million less than this year, and the average value of a single-family home is $6,600 lower, according to the chair of the city's Board of Assessors, Richard Allen.
It's a rather rare circumstance historically. As you know, I've been in this position for a few years, and I don't recall an instance where we have both rates declining and the average single-family bill declining.
Springfield has seen little growth in the value of commercial real estate. The city's dotted with vacant industrial buildings and empty office space.
Our experience with value declines is not inconsistent with what's happened around the Commonwealth over the last several years and around the country. But certainly, we feel the declines pretty dramatically here.
Springfield City Councilor Bud Williams said it may be a win-win today because tax bills for most homes and businesses are going down. But he warned that in the long run, the city must get its property values to rise.
We got to get down to the nuts and bolts every day. The commercial vacancies downtown at an all-time high. Vacancies all over the city are at an all-time high. We got to do some serious, serious work. If we continue to take hits like this, we'll have to pull the shades down and turn off the lights.
The business community continued to lobby with little success to close the gap between the property tax burden carried by commercial and residential property owners. Springfield Chamber of Commerce President Jeff Sufrida said businesses account for 27% of the city's total real estate value, but pay 41% of the total tax.
My disappointment's more in not with the actual vote, but with the lack of discussion on a long-term economic development plan, and this is just one part of it.
This marks the earliest date the city of Springfield has managed to set its tax rates in almost two decades, according to City Councilor Timothy Rook, chair of the council's finance committee.
Hopefully that the residents and the businesses will be getting their tax bills well before Christmas.
Selectmen in Amherst voted to set new tax rates Monday night that will result in the average homeowner paying $211 more next year in property taxes. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.